Can you remember a time before personal computers, eBay and the Rubik's Cube, when headbands, wristbands and leg warmers were fashionable and breakdancing was the latest craze? It was a time of great political change in the world and also a time of violence and terrorism. The 1980s. The 80s saw a rise in plane hijackings and assassinations, all for political gain. It was a time when sport was ruled by politics, but it was also a changing of the way we lived our lives and embraced technology in its early years. The 80s start the decade with the news that comedian Jimmy Durante had died at the age of 86. He was soon to be followed by the lead singer of the rock group AC/DC, Bon Scott. The mood soon swung to tension as US President Jimmy Carter announces a boycott of the Summer Olympics in Moscow at the protest of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. But Jimmy Carter also had to deal with the fact that 52 American citizens were taken hostage by Iran.
We must never lose sight of our basic goals in this crisis: the safety of our fellow citizens and the protection of the long-term interests of the United States.
As the political tensions increased, terrorists seized the Iranian embassy in London, demanding the release of Iranian political prisoners. It was to be stormed successfully 6 days later by the British SAS. Tension in the Middle East grew as Baghdad was bombed by Iranian jets. The war between Iraq and Iran was to dominate the majority of the 80s. In El Salvador, Archbishop Oscar Romero, a well-known exponent of human rights, is gunned down while saying mass in church. 6 days later, his funeral was to claim another 30 people who were killed by bombs and sniper fire. In America, Mount St. Helens was to erupt 3 times in just over a month. It left devastation in a 120-mile area. 15 people are killed and 40 were missing. Its second eruption being compared to that of a hydrogen bomb explosion. 1980 also claimed the stars of Hollywood. Alfred Hitchcock, master of the thriller suspense film with films like The Birds and Psycho, he dies at the age of 88. Peter Sellers dies 2 weeks after finishing his last film, Being There. It was also to claim the life of actor Steve McQueen, famous for his motorcycling and car driving exploits in films such as Bullet and The Great Escape. The sporting world was to suffer the political tensions of 1980 with the 22nd Olympics being held in Moscow. Along with the USA, over 60 countries were to boycott the Games. And in Wimbledon, Bjorn Borg defeated John McEnroe to win his 5th successive title. Australia saw Malcolm Fraser return to power with his Liberal Party, and the 40th President of the USA is elected in the form of Republican Ronald Reagan. The music scene suffers with the great loss of the drummer of the 60s supergroup, Led Zeppelin. John Bonham was to die in his sleep after a large drinking session. In December, the first of many assassinations and attempt on famous people took place in New York, when Mark Chapman shot and killed John Lennon outside his apartment. He was pronounced dead on arrival at hospital, and Mark Chapman was to be indicted for second-degree murder in the case. John Lennon had just finished his latest album, Double Fantasy.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
Without each other, there ain't nothing, you know? It was a different viewpoint of what I'd felt about women, and I can't express it better than I said in the song. Mm. And it's for Yoko, but it's to all women.
The Queen visits Australia to open the newly constructed Houses of Parliament. In a gala concert later, much-loved Australian entertainer Peter Allen presents a new song to the audience, which, like Waltzing Matilda, is to become an unofficial national anthem. I Still Call Australia Home reaches the hearts of a deserving country. Finally, the biggest case in Australian history was begun this year in August, when baby Azaria Chamberlain disappears at Ayers Rock in Australia's Northern Territory. Her parents Lindy and Pastor Michael Chamberlain, a Seventh-day Adventist, go on to claim that her baby was taken by a dingo. These were the highlights that formed the year 1980.